Welcome to Interactive Church. I shall be reading selected passages from the King James Bible and Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy, the discoverer and founder of Christian Science. The hymn numbers are 317, 81, and 34. The topic of the reading for this meeting is Never Home Alone. Psalms. God setteth the solitary in families. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. When thou saidest, Seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, Thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not. Neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. Ruth. And a certain man of Bethlehem, Judah, went to sojourn in the country of Moab, he and his wife and his two sons. And the name of the man was Elimelech, and the name of his wife, Naomi. And the name of his two sons, Mahlon and Chilion, Ephrathites of Bethlehem, Judah. And they came into the country of Moab and continued there. And Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left and her two sons. And they took them wives of the woman of Moab. The name of the one was Orpah, and the name of the other Ruth. And they dwelled there about 10 years. And Mahlon and Chilion died also, both of them. And the woman was left of her two sons and her husband. And she arose with her daughters-in-law, that she might return from the country of Moab. Wherefore she went forth out of the place where she was, and her two daughters-in-law with her. They went on the way to return unto the land of Judah. And Naomi said unto her two daughters-in-law, Go return each to her mother's house. The Lord deal kindly with you, as you have dealt with the dead and with me. The Lord grant you that ye may find rest, each of you, in the house of her husband. Then she kissed them, and they lifted up their voice and wept. And they said unto her, Surely we will return with thee unto thy people. And Naomi said, Turn again, my daughters, go your way. And they lifted up their voice and wept again. And Orpah kissed her mother-in-law. But Ruth clave unto her, and she said, Behold, thy sister-in-law is gone back unto her people and unto her gods. Return thou after thy sister-in-law. And Ruth said, Entreat me not to leave thee, or to return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go, and where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God, my God. When she saw that she was steadfastly minded to go with her, then she left speaking unto her. So they two went until they came to Bethlehem. So Naomi returned, and Ruth the Moabitess, her daughter-in-law, with her. Psalms. A father of the fatherless and a judge of the widows is God in his holy habitation. Romans. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Father, Mother is the name for deity, which indicates his tender relationship to his spiritual creation. If God, who is life, were parted for a moment from his reflection man, during that moment there would be no divinity reflected. The ego would be unexpressed, and the father would be childless, no father. Spiritual man is the image or idea of God, an idea which cannot be lost nor separated from its divine principle. When the evidence before the material senses yielded to spiritual sense, the apostle declared that nothing could alienate him from God, from the sweet sense and presence of life and truth. We call the absence of truth error. God being everywhere and all-inclusive, how can he be absent or suggest the absence of omnipresence and omnipotence? This is the doctrine of Christian Science, that divine love cannot be deprived of its manifestation or object. If life or soul and its representative man unite for a period, and then are separated as by a law of divorce, to be brought together again at some uncertain future time and in a manner unknown, and this is the general religious opinion of mankind, we are left without a rational proof of immortality. But man cannot be separated for an instant from God if man reflects God. Thus science proves man's existence to be intact. Jesus could give his temporal life into his enemy's hands, but when his earth mission was accomplished, his spiritual life, indestructible and eternal, was found forever the same. He knew that matter had no life and that real life is God. Therefore, he could no more be separated from his spiritual life than God could be extinguished. Man is not absorbed in deity, and man cannot lose his individuality, for he reflects eternal life. Nor is he an isolated, solitary idea, for he represents infinite mind, the sum of all substance. John. Jesus cried and said, "He that believeth on me, believeth not on me, but on him that sent me. And he that seeth me, seeth him that sent me. I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever. I will not leave you comfortless." In the words of St. John, "He shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever." This Comforter I understand to be divine science. Life, truth, and love constitute the triune person called God, that is, the triply divine principle, love. They represent a trinity in unity, three in one, same in essence, though multiform in office. God the Father, Mother, Christ, the spiritual idea of sonship, divine science, or the Holy Comforter. These three express in divine science the threefold essential nature of the infinite. They also indicate the divine principle of scientific being, the intelligent relation of God to man in the universe. Divine science, rising above physical theories, excludes matter, resolves things into thoughts, and replaces the objects of material sense with spiritual ideas. It is impossible that man should lose aught that is real, when God is all and eternally his. The mine knows naught of the emeralds within its rocks. The sea is ignorant of the gems within its caverns, of the corals, of its sharp reefs, of the tall ships that float on its bosom, or of the bodies which lie buried in its sands. Yet these are all there. Do not suppose that any mental concept is gone because you do not think of it. The true concept is never lost. Strong impressions produced on mortal mind by friendship or by any intense feeling are lasting, and mind readers can perceive and reproduce these impressions. Memory may reproduce voices long ago silent. We have but to close the eyes, and forms rise before us, which are thousands of miles away, altogether gone from physical sight and sense, and this not in dreamy sleep. In our daydreams, we can recall that for which the poet Tennyson expressed the heart's desire, the touch of a vanished hand, the sound of a voice that is still. The mind may even be cognizant of a present flavor and odor, when no viand touches the palate and no scent salutes the nostrils. How are veritable ideas to be distinguished from illusions? By learning the origin of each. Ideas are emanations from the divine mind. Thoughts proceeding from the brain or from matter are offshoots of mortal mind. They are mortal material beliefs. Ideas are spiritual, harmonious, and eternal. Man is the family name for all ideas, sons and daughters of God. To love one's neighbor as oneself is a divine idea. The universe reflects God. There is but one creator and one creation. This creation consists of the unfolding of spiritual ideas and their identities, which are embraced in the infinite mind and forever reflected. These ideas range from the infinitesimal to infinity, and the highest ideas are the sons and daughters of God. Jesus was the highest human concept of the perfect man. He was inseparable from Christ, the Messiah, the divine idea of God outside the flesh. This enabled Jesus to demonstrate his control over matter. Angels announce to the wise men of old this dual appearing, and angels whisper it through faith to the hungering heart in every age. My angels are exalted thoughts, appearing at the door of some sepulchre in which human belief has buried its fondest earthly hopes. With white fingers they point upward to a new and glorified trust, to higher ideals of life and its joys. Angels are God's representatives. These upward soaring beings never lead towards self, sin, or materiality, but guide to the divine principle of all good, whither every real individuality, image, or likeness of God gathers. By giving earnest heed to these spiritual guides, they tarry with us, and we entertain angels unawares. The universe is filled with spiritual ideas which he evolves, and they are obedient to the mind that makes them. God expresses in man the infinite idea, forever developing itself, broadening and rising higher and higher from a boundless basis. Mind manifests all that exists in the infinitude of truth. Each successive stage of experience unfolds new views of divine goodness and love. Hold thoughts steadfastly to the enduring, the good, and the true, and you will bring these into your experience proportionably to their occupancy of your thoughts. Philemon. If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. With one Father, even God, the whole family of man would be brethren, and with one mind and that God, all good, the brotherhood of man would consist of love and truth, and of unity of principle and spiritual power, which constitute divine science. Immortals, or God's children in divine science, are one harmonious family. The relations of God and man, divine principle and idea, are indestructible in science. And science knows no lapse from, nor return to harmony, but holds the divine order or spiritual law, in which God and all that he creates are perfect and eternal, to have remained unchanged in its eternal history. Happiness is spiritual, born of truth and love. It is unselfish, therefore it cannot exist alone, but requires all mankind to share it. When man is governed by God, the ever-present mind, who understands all things, man knows that with God, all things are possible. Physical healing of Christian science results now, as in Jesus' time, from the operation of divine principle, before which sin and disease lose their reality in human consciousness and disappear as naturally and as necessarily as darkness gives place to light and sin to reformation. Now, as then, these mighty works are not supernatural, but supremely natural. They are the sign of Emmanuel, or God with us, a divine influence ever present in human consciousness, and repeating itself, coming now, as was promised aforetime, to preach deliverance to the captives of sense, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. To understand God strengthens hope, enthrones faith in truth, and verifies Jesus' word, "Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." 2 Timothy. The Lord Jesus Christ be with thy spirit. Grace be with you. Amen.